And authorities are now saying that 24 people suffered minor injuries in today's crash, but again, there were no fatalities. Reporter Richard Reynolds is covering this story in Toronto. And Richard, what's the latest you've heard from airport officials? Any official information about what may have caused this plane to crash as it did?
No, things are still remain somewhat uncertain. Accounts from eyewitnesses still have a certain amount of variability, although the idea that the plane was struck by lightning while partway down the runway seems to be certainly the favorite theory being advanced here. A number of seemingly reliable eyewitnesses have said that they did see the plane hit by lightning, but others said they watched the airplane the entire length of the landing and didn't see that. So, like with most airplane crashes, there's really very little certain information in the very early hours after the crash happens.
As the investigation gets underway into this airplane accident today, will one of the things they be looking at be should this airport have been open in a thunder and lightning storm?
Well, I suppose it will certainly be a question. The weather was certainly an issue here. Whether it's the cause or not, it's much too early to say. But the plane was landing in the midst of what was described as a torrential thunderstorm, one that had come up extremely quickly, as is normal in this part of the continent, and particularly in southern Ontario around the Great Lakes. These kinds of very sudden squalls that in some cases developed literally from nothing, from a blue sky to a horrible rain, wind, and thunder and lightning in a matter of 20 or 30 minutes, are not unheard of, and that is apparently what happened today. So there may have been only a very small amount of warning, and the plane may have been on its very final approach when they realized just how messy this landing was going to be.
And what else will investigators be looking at as they piece this together?
Well, clearly the idea of being struck by lightning is got to be foremost in their mind, considering the weather and considering these eyewitness reports and what effect that would have had on the airplane. Although apparently planes do get hit by lightning relatively regularly when they're in the air, and it does sometimes cause some electrical problems and so on, but planes are actually designed to recover from that. But from what I've been hearing from various aviation experts and pilots here in Toronto, they're saying that if it happens when you're landing, it's a slightly different story, because to lose hydraulics even for a few seconds during a landing, or you lose your electrics for a few seconds during a landing, could be catastrophic. And obviously whatever happened today was catastrophic.
And very briefly, Richard, are airport officials able to do any sort of formal reunion with worried family members trying to figure out where their loved ones are?
I don't know what's happening on that front, to be honest, although they've clearly been making the point repeatedly that no one was seriously injured here. So from that standpoint, there's nothing to worry about. Fire officials have been saying that, you know, the crew did a miraculous job of getting people off the plane really quickly before it caught fire. So basically, the only injuries were very minor. They were virtually all treated at the scene. Only a handful of people actually went to hospital.
Reporter Richard Reynolds in Toronto, thanks so much.
Not at all.